Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel, who is Director of Flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
I'm good. Kemp, how are you?
I'm great. We're out here in Banff, Canada, at the National Floor Covering Alliance meeting. It's actually the last day of the meeting. First thing I want to start off with is, the last time I interviewed you, we were at Surfaces. How's your business been doing? Just give us a little flavor of what's going on at retail with Nebraska Furniture Mart since I last talked to you.
Well, I got to tell you, the weather has been a factor. It's been rough, a lot of snow, sub-zero temperatures. I think it's been keeping a lot of people in their houses. So I'd have to say January and February were rough. We were off a little bit. I am happy to say that March has been a very positive month. Our written business has been up dramatically, and so has our invoice business. So people are coming out of their homes finally. They finally saw the sun in Nebraska.
It's great. It's great. Are you seeing any trends out there? You know, we're hearing, you know, from 100,000 feet that we're seeing a little bit more in the resilient area, still a little bit less in the hardwood area. Is that what you're seeing out there?
Well, actually, our hard surface business as a whole has been doing very, very well. Our countertop business probably leads the way, but we've been seeing some significant gains in hardwood, some significant gains in the LVT arena, a little bit in laminate, a little bit in vinyl. But overall, I would say hard surfaces has been outperforming the soft surface category.
How about within carpet? Are there any trends that you're seeing there?
Definitely seeing the customer trading down a little bit. Our average price point's down a couple dollars a yard over the last 3 or 4 months. And we think that'll probably continue for a little bit. So that's one trend that's been pretty obvious.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this meeting. You know, we're here, like, as I said, it's the last day of the meeting. And if you could just tell us from, since you go to these meetings, I mean, you were president of this organization at one time. How has this meeting been different than other meetings in the past?
Well, first of all, I'd have to say that everybody's been very positive about the economy. Everybody thinks that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I think our vendors came to this meeting, not that they don't come well prepared, but I think the variety of offers that they had to offer up to the group, whether it be a pad promotion, a carpet promotion, a hard surface promotion, they've come with ideas of how we might be able to generate more sales at point of sale. And I think that's been probably one minor difference I've noticed this meeting than last. And it's just a real good feeling to walk away and see that, you know, from our suppliers.
All right, let me ask you this. A lot of people have been talking since we've been here about Invista's decision, this home center decision. They're not going to sell Stainmaster at Home Depot and Menards, and they're going to focus on Lowe's. What do you think motivated that decision?
Well, I think the Stainmaster brand connotates a certain level of performance and confidence in the product, and I think they were looking for a partner such as Lowe's, that would probably treat the brand with the respect that it deserves. And I think that's good for everybody. I think it's good for Lowe's. I think it's good for Stainmaster. I think it's good for all the retailers, specialty retailers out there, because I think Lowe's, number one, will probably advertise it a lot, which will be good, drive customers out into our stores. And I think they'll treat the brand with the respect it deserves.
And actually, I've got to think you're probably elated. Since you're a Stainmaster Flooring Center, it's probably going to be good for you, isn't it?
I think it'll be a good thing. Like I said, I think it'll be a good thing for everybody, but I'm very happy with the decision.
Gary, tell me, are you doing any big events with Nebraska Furniture Mart coming up that you're getting ready for?
Kemp, I'm glad you asked. We recently completed a major remodel of 18,000 square feet of our Omaha store, and we decided to celebrate that in all three markets. So we've been running a grand opening that started with a private sale event where we gave away free carpet, and we've been carrying on through the month of March, you know, grand opening theme, and we'll end up sometime first week of April. But that certainly has gotten everybody charged in all three locations. I think it's got our customers, like I said, out of their houses, spending a little bit of money with this, and that has been a really big plus.
All right, and the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting is getting ready to come up, and I think you guys tie in with something you do at your store there, don't you?
We do. We offer special pricing to all the shareholders. And as you know, Warren bought the railroad here recently. And then that stock, the B stock, split 50-1. So we added a lot of new stockholders. And I think it's going to be a really fun event. And, you know, we need to get you out there so that you can see capitalism at its finest. Because in that 1 week, we'll do a lot of business and we'll hopefully make a lot of new friends.
All right, great. Well, I'll see if I can put that in our schedule. So we've been talking to Gary Sissel from Nebraska Furniture Mart, from the National Floor Covering Alliance show, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.